This week, we're looking at how Puerto Rico's financial crisis is affecting the island's prospects and the impact the bankruptcy might have on mainland cities and states. But in this story, Andres Caballero of Latino USA focuses on college students and how they see decisions being made in New York and Washington far from where they're trying to build a future for themselves.
During island-wide protests last May Day, an economics student at the University of Puerto Rico found himself in front of five lines of heavily geared riot police. Gabriel Negron was out protesting budget cuts. And even though he and the police were on different sides that day, he could relate to them more than most.
My mom is a cop who's a single mother.
In fact, his mom was also working that day in another part of the island. Puerto Rico's university system faces cuts and layoffs, but so does the police department. Negron said he tried to talk to the officers who are ultimately dealing with the same austerity measures as everyone else.
Hey, my mother's a cop. I know that they owe you the payment of the extra hours that you worked for through the last 6 months. You don't have to do this.
About 10 minutes before things got heated, Negron got a call from his mom,
saying, please get out of there. Something is gonna happen.
And she was right.
The police started throwing pepper spray, gases, started hitting.
Several protesters were arrested, and at least 15 police officers were injured. Negron is tall and has long blonde hair. At only 18 years old, he's the vice president of the university's general student council. He was out in the streets, he says, to protest.
Against austerity measures, against the government, against the oversight board.
Congress gave strong support to a relief plan that would create a federal oversight board for the U.S. territory.
For almost 2 years, Puerto Rico's government has been under the watchful eye of the Financial Oversight and Management Board. The 8-member board has say over the island's finances and any future deal with creditors in the ongoing bankruptcy case. Puerto Rico is now $120 billion in the hole because of debt and pension obligations it cannot pay. That's why the Oversight Board and the Puerto Rican government are negotiating budget cuts, big ones. The board has proposed cuts to just about everything: healthcare, pensions for retirees, and the university. That's why students went into the streets to protest against cuts to staff and scholarships, and a large increase to the cost of tuition. While Negron was out protesting, another student in San Juan, Carlos Vélez, was following the news and shaking his head in disapproval.
I wouldn't be protesting because it turns to a violence.
Vélez grew up in Missouri before moving back to Puerto Rico. He drives an Uber and is studying to become a nurse at one of the island's private universities, which is not subject to the cuts, although he expects his tuition to also go up eventually.
To be honest, we're still cheaper than the United States. If you go to university in New York or California.
Vélez is right. UPR is currently 70% subsidized by state and local funds, compared to the 25% average subsidies of U.S. public universities. But wages are also lower than on the mainland. Negron, the student protester, says if his full-time tuition doubles to about $3,400 per year, it could be a real struggle.
I'm afraid that I'm going to have to take even longer to graduate, get myself in debt.
Negron comes from a low to middle income household. He has some federal money to help him cover his school and expenses, but he depends on the university's subsidized housing, which is also in jeopardy. Sandra Cabrera is a retired bondholder. She says she supports large cuts to the education sector.
I believe we should consolidate counties, and I believe we should cut on schools.
She says that raising tuition will only impact the more affluent students who can pay more, and that more scholarships will go to the students who actually need them.
They should put up the fees for the university.
Of course, it's not just the university system that will undergo cuts. The Fiscal Control Board and the government are looking to close nearly 300 K-12 schools by 2020 in order to address inefficiencies, things like too many people in administrative positions and schools with low enrollment numbers. But all these possible closures and cuts make more people think about leaving. Sol Vasquez is a second-year law student at the University of Puerto Rico. When she hears about the austerity plans, she says it's hard to keep motivated to stay, to try to make things better.
To hear about the cuts and see how they, from far away, seem to be making decisions that we have to deal with, that we have to grapple with every day, and that we have to live through.
They, of course, is the oversight board.
So Puerto Ricans, especially students, have now become numbers. And they think that by crunching numbers, it is enough. After everything we've lived through, we're still being told that this is what we deserve.
Discouraged by the board's proposal to only raise the minimum wage for workers older than age 25, Vasquez says the outlook for a good starting salary here is not very promising.
I've seen advertisements to hire young lawyers for $9 an hour. And that just, again, makes me think, what am I working for? Why am I staying here?
That same question often creeps up into Negron's mind. He's also desperately trying to look for reasons to stay and make things work. But it seems as though he's constantly reminded of all the reasons there are to leave.
I've been this close to say, to the hell of it and leave the island.
He says that after Hurricane Maria, many of his friends left to places like Florida, New York, Texas. But when the fiscal plan goes into effect,
it's going to be a breaking point for people. It might be a breaking point for me even.
According to Puerto Rico's Department of Education, in the past 10 months, almost 27,000 students have reported they would leave to schools on the mainland. I asked economist Sergio Marxuach what that means for the island's recovery.
Education is a long-term investment. It took Puerto Rico decades to achieve the level of education its population has now. And going back on that, to me, it just doesn't make any sense.
And in the long term,
those resources will not be available for the Puerto Rican economy. And that will certainly affect economic growth over the long term in the island.
The government has to make cuts. There's next to zero chance that Washington is going to wave its hand and make the debt go away. But a less educated population means fewer high-paying jobs, lower taxes, economic stagnation. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Negron says he's constantly struggling between staying positive and his own anxiety about what comes next.
Sometimes it feels that it's beyond your control, and we're making the efforts in preparing ourselves. We're preparing for the worst.
Andres Caballero, WNYC News.
Puerto Rico, the Future of Debt, is supported in part by the Jacob and Valeria Langloth Foundation, the Park Foundation, WNET's Chasing the Dream Initiative, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.